After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of OC, the big sit-down turns into kind of a big letdown. We're going to talk about it right here at AfterBuzz TV. It's Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 12, Episode number 13, now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. Hey. Hi, kids. Welcome to the OC Housewives After Show. Armenian Rhapsody is the title of this show. But we're listening to Kesha because why not? So, who cares? So what? Who cares? Who knows? We're going to talk about tonight's episode. Here to break it down as a full panel, we're going to discuss this night's episode. And look, I mean, I'm going to go in a little deep on this one, I think. So get ready if you're interested. Leon, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Duran. I am fantastic. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. And a special birthday shout out to Stephanie Torres in Vegas. Love you, boo.
Nice. Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. If you guys are looking for something fun to watch on YouTube, watch my YouTube show called Your Time with Thomas that take you throughout Los Angeles. Find me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
And I'm Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media or over on the blog at BlakeV.com.
And if you missed my thoughts on the Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere, it's up on the Grants Rants Hollywood Talk YouTube page. So check it out if you're interested. It was a rough premiere for me.
I thought it was a great premiere.
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoyed that show.
Staub is back and she's crazier than ever.
I love her.
I know.
The structure of the show, I don't know. For me, I guess for Jersey standards, it was a good place to start.
Yeah.
But yes. But let's talk about this, the OC ladies. We didn't get an opening tonight. We got a lot of room tone.
Very strange,
it
right?
Was very diff.
It was like building the drama. We're like, yes, and
yeah,
nothing.
It was like room tone, like a close up of like a macchiato being made, and then a table of like six chicks laughing, and Vicky makes her way in, and she's coming with these expectations. She's expecting a hug. We get all these samples of flashbacks of memories of the two.
Good memories too. Good flashbacks.
Yeah. Those were some great flashbacks.
And then we were slapped in the face after all that by Tamara coming in. And she's walking in. She just says, hey, and stares at Vicky. She's like, so what's up? So these two are clearly expecting something from each other that the other will not be giving.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, Vicky initiated it. So I think that's fair for Tamara to be like, okay, what? Yes. What did you want from me?
No, Tamara's getting a pass. Yeah, she is getting a pass. She did nothing wrong this episode. It was all Vicky. I'm super disappointed.
You know what I think? Maybe they should have had a therapist there. Mm. I just thought of like how this could have been a better situation. Clearly, these women cannot get along.
Clearly, so they maybe need professional help.
Yeah, maybe if there was a professional that they could have sat down, that would have been a little bit, that would have matched the vibe that they were going for.
That certainly would have been way more interesting.
Yeah.
May I suggest Gina Keough? Someone with history. So you can sit between the two.
Now that would really be interesting.
Let me just suggest an OG real quick. I'd rather see Vicky
came out just like really aggressive, you know? Like she was speaking before that she's just done with everything. She just wants to go back to the way things were. Mm-hmm. And you'd think she would have said that coming out
really
the gate.
She had a really bad
approach. Yeah.
Super bad approach. Super bad attitude. She didn't come in humble. She didn't come in, you know, I didn't say like come in like a weak poppy, like a weak puppy dog, like you're injured, but you know what? Just come in with the walls lowered.
Yeah.
They came in with high walls,
attacking.
High expectations.
Totally. Yeah.
Super disappointed. Now what? What are we supposed to do? That was a 5-minute meeting.
I just want to say that the opening kind of reminded me of an episode of like The Simple Life when like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie weren't friends and it was like the meetup or like Lauren Conrad and Heidi Montag. Mm. Like they really tried to make it like this person versus this person, but I was really disappointed of how short it was because I'm sure there was a lot of footage that they could have piece together.
Tamra tweeted that the meeting was actually an hour long and she walked away because she couldn't take any more of the insults, which I'm sure Vicky was giving them out. We saw it on the show.
An hour long, why would they just not let it play out for us? I mean, we want to see the insults.
Seriously, I would have been okay with actually an entire hour.
The whole episode, because
we have been waiting for this. It was super disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Tamra says, Tamra says that she needs to calm down. It's not a good look. I'm like, what's not a good look? She hasn't even said anything. I don't know. I'm taking Vicky's side on this one. I don't know why, but I was inclined. I was magnetized towards Team Vicky
for the meetup
back and forth. Yes.
Well, I can kind of see where you're coming from because maybe the producers didn't put enough of what Tamra was doing.
Yeah.
Because it kind of did feel like it was all Vicky that was kind of coming at her.
Well, that's what it looked like.
Knowing how Tamra can get a little rowdy, I feel like maybe the producers made it look a little one-sided.
Well, they were both ridiculous. Like, why? Yeah. You guys, we've been dealing with this for so long, for so many weeks. Why couldn't you guys just come in and give us something different? Like, this was not only ridiculous and childish, but it was actually completely expected. That's why I'm more disappointed than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, because Vicky, right away, she's like, oh, well, I, you know, you went after my character. You're already starting an argument. Yes, attacking.
Rehashing.
Vicky thinks that Tamra assembled a team against her, so now she's accusing her of an action. Which, you know, some people could argue that maybe Tamra did. You know, I think Tamra's very calculating because she lives her life for this show. And that's the difference. When you saw the flashbacks, when they were having those genuine back and forth conversations, and we're going to be friends forever and all this, that to me was a real friendship. Now I think Tamra's in too deep into being a real housewife. I really do.
And they were going down the wrong tunnel
by being on the show.
They were going down the wrong way. Like every conversation, every aspect of the conversation was completely unnecessary. So the group thing, she said the group thing, instead of just being like, Vicky, come on, like, I don't want to do this. She was like, give me an example. Like, what groups? How? And I'm like, no, why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
Why?
Vicky's approach could have been just coming in saying, forget everything that happened.
Clean slate.
I don't even want to bring it up. Clean slate. Let's just start fresh.
Well, she said that in the confessional.
Right? Yeah. And then she completely did the opposite.
Right. Like, come in and hug. Maybe that would have been, like, actually a fantastic approach.
And a good icebreaker.
Like, can I give you a hug?
Make that connection.
Hi. Let me give you a hug. Yep. Yeah. Totally.
Didn't happen.
Is anyone else having a hard time finding the authenticity behind Tamra this season? And I'm a Tamra fan, man. I like her.
All of them. They're all serving a little fakeness today. They were serving fakeness throughout the entire episode from the beginning to the very end.
I'm a little concerned after watching the whole episode, seeing how Vicky is really alienated. Like, having Lydia on your team doesn't really do much for me. So it does scare me that the women are very, like, Team Tamra.
Yeah.
Because the numbers are definitely there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is a sport, this show, especially this one.
This was a tennis match, and I think Tamra won this match.
Mm. Well, Tamra asks why she would marry someone that was gay. And so, you know, Vicky says, well, he'd marry you for a gym. And she's like, so he'd walk away from a $400,000 a year job to run a gym.
That whole exchange was bizarre.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like, once again, completely unnecessary. Yeah. Nothing good would come out of that conversation.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. No.
It's like this new idea that she's now bringing up to the table. Like, like, Vicky, you actually thought that? Like, he really dated her to be part of the gym?
No, she was just answering in that moment, but she was just answering in the most ridiculous way, getting herself into more trouble, digging more herself trouble. A bigger hole. I like Eddie, so I don't care either way. How about you just say, I like Eddie, period.
Yes, by giving a ridiculous answer, no matter what it was.
I don't care if he is or not.
Yeah, why would he want to date you? To eat pancakes?
Why would I marry someone gay?
Who cares what it is? It just makes it look like you then have a reason to have hate for him or to judge him or to be saying all this stuff.
And guys, look, I know that we're coming off a little strong, but it's all over Twitter. If you just type in the hashtag, everyone is super disappointed. We really wanted to see these two get back together, and they did not deliver.
I don't think Brianna briefed her mom for this meeting.
That's who you need in the middle. Well, she's going to take her mom's side.
Yeah, but
maybe
I feel
not.
Like there was no briefing between, like, Vicky getting to this point. Like, nobody briefed each other.
Like, bringing her down a little bit because she was really amped up.
Well, here's the thing. You're not going to get too far because Tamra is looking for gifts or talking points that will get her a new tagline or something. Like, with her saying, well, you don't deserve me and walking out. I mean, that's so melodramatic. I'm having a really hard time with her, especially with this conversation.
Get over it. Stop giving them anything light, like she said to Shannon later on the episode.
I just want to say that thing. Yes. Why? No, that... The whole Eddie Gay thing is, if it's been a rumor that's been around for a while, who gives a
shit? So
stop talking about it. That shouldn't even come up. Like, you're not going to get an apology from her, and she... What expectations do you really have? What is she really apologizing for? It's not like she outed him against his will and now he's lost his job and it's 19.
No, it's like literally 60. Nothing has changed for Eddie. Yeah. And that was so weird for her to say that. Like, what would I get out of marrying a gay man?
And then we
or something.
To explain the whole thing why behind did he say it, that? How he left his $500,000 job.
Other side though, Vicky could have said, look, I know it looked bad that Ricky was at my party. Whether you believe me or not, I'm going to lay it on the table that, you know, I didn't invite him. But she did.
We didn't even get to have that conversation.
Exactly.
There's
so many things that we're missing. Like, you brought up that point about Ricky. Like, that wasn't even brought up in this conversation that we got to see. So, it makes you still feel like there was nothing there.
Mm-mm.
I mean, how are
they clearly weren't ready though either, because they didn't even give it a chance for conversation. It's like they got together and they were just like, go, 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 go. It just got amped up to 100 immediately.
It's
so it's like,
I am pissed that they had this was an hour long. I'm really pissed this was an hour long. We saw like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
After watching all that B-roll was ridiculous.
Considering the rest of this episode.
Ridiculous. Oh, you guys, like, honestly, Bravo, where are we supposed to go from here? Get these women in the room.
We are not pleased.
For real. Get these women in the room and say, you know what? We're not letting you out until you guys wrestle it out.
Well, yeah, I mean, how are we supposed to believe that these women are all going to go on an international trip with one another?
Well, apparently they do, Grant.
They do, and I'm really,
well,
I can't wait for
I
that.
Know, I get that, but if we're supposed to believe it's all organic and this is a group of friends, God forbid they use the term housewives, which they do on Dallas if you watch tonight's episode, but it's like in this group of housewives, these group of friends, circle of friends, it's supposed to be organic. There's no way you can convince me that Vicky and Shannon and Tamara are going to decide after, what, 2 or 3 weeks from now that we're going to go overseas together. I do not believe it.
Yeah.
They're like all, there's just so much fakeness in the air. They're just all catching. It's contagious at this point. Like, everybody was fake tonight on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tonight gave a little bit of, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they
Paris
go from here
Hilton
with this show.
Level money. I mean,
that
just
like stabbed me in the eye.
Everybody was ridiculous.
I could not with that.
Not living for that.
Like, what?
Yes.
That's what I said a lot tonight. I'm like, who says that? Who says that?
Yeah.
A lot of people said, I had a lot of who says that moments tonight.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about Lydia. Let's, before we do that, I want to just end the whole conversation. The conversation that Shannon and Tamara and Vicky had.
A quick chat.
Just by saying, so Vicky got in her car and Steve said, well, you did all you could. You offered an olive branch. There were no apologies.
Yep.
There was no olive branch.
I think if Steve would have gotten light of the situation, or even like when he watches it back tonight, I think he's going to be super disappointed in Vicky, because Vicky did not come in with clear intentions. She didn't come in trying to do any type of resolvement. Like, it was all a full-on attack.
But you know what? I kind of don't care in terms of Steve. I thought it was lovely that he supported her. That's how I feel like your man should be. No matter what you do, even if you're in the wrong,
totally.
He will help you and see your side of things. And even if you're like, you know, I came at it this way and it didn't go down right, that should be 100% support. Because the last thing you want is your partner you and be like, oh, you didn't do
but
that,
Blake,
right?
But Blake, don't
make
you
feel
think,
worse.
Right.
I get all that, but it didn't end like that. Because if you could see Vicky's face in the car... Yeah. It was all regret. She was pissed off. She's mad at herself for the way that she acted.
She said it,
she
too.
She came in
she
with
said,
emotion. Why act on emotion? You did fail, boo. I'm really, really disappointed.
Ooh.
Game plan did not work out.
No. You know, I'm waiting. Someone, if it's not already down there, it'll be, this was so negative. We'll get over
it. But you know
what? Because we're given a realistic recap of what we're given.
Everybody's upset about it.
This could really be the setup, though, for the apology that Tamara wants. Because now, you know, Vicky put herself out there first. It was a bad display. So now it's like, okay, she has a leg to stand on in terms of the recent action. So now she could... call Tamara back and say, that really didn't go down how I wanted. Could we please meet again? Or, you know, let me just talk to you over the phone. I'm sorry.
You another chance.
And then Tamara will say, okay, that's what I waited for this whole time. We good. Let's go on a trip.
I think you just probably predicted. You just probably predicted the whole season.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go.
We can go straight to the reunion.
There's nowhere else to go. So, why are Peggy and Deco still having one-on-one dinner scenes? I mean, I tuned right out. I was so pissed because this is not, I'm okay with, you know, we're getting to know a new couple, getting to know a new housewife. But I mean, look, this is episode 13. This is what, the 11th meal they've had. This is how they were introduced when he bought her all that jewelry with the family. I'm not checking for these two. I don't care for them. I'm not interested in watching them eat.
I feel like this show, like when I see them, I see two shows. I see the Real Housewives of Orange County, and then I see the Deco and Peggy show. Like, I don't know why.
It's not that good,
I can't.
No!
Yeah, I just, they're very, I mean, they have so much money and they're so wealthy that.
Calm down.
Yeah, you're like way up there today.
They have
I've never
so
seen
much
you this
money.
High.
They have
That's
so
when you know this
money.
Episode's not good.
I just got fired up. No,
but yeah,
I know.
They have so much money that they are just, I feel like they're their show on their its own.
Yeah, I'm just frustrated. You know, I honestly, not to make this about me, but I was so excited for this show to come back. Like, I was like waiting. This is my show. And it's just been such
Grant
a
was marking
major,
off the calendar every
major
day.
Major disappointment. You know, Beverly Hills was a tough season to get through. So I
it
was
wasn't
like,
even close
was,
to this, though.
No, but I was.
No,
I was,
this is torture. Beverly Hills, at least, they gave us something. They knew when to throw in the towel.
But I was like, I was ready to sink my teeth into this season and to. You get into the arguments. It was the 100th housewife was coming on. Like, what's up with Shannon? Like, why is
How's
Lydia here?
How is she going to mix it up,
yeah,
the 100th
so
housewife?
Like, I was so ready. And I'm like, okay. And I'm being spoon-fed. And it's tough, man. It's tough to get through this show. But anyway.
And we've been talking about this, too. Just a final thought. And let us know what you think, too. We obviously feel like tonight's episode was a lot of filler, some stuff that we really didn't need to see, and you know, you probably
like
feel
Kelly's
the same
dad.
Way. Like
Kelly's
everyone's parents
that was
coming
so
on.
So boring.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Actually, so, I think that Kelly. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
go on.
Quickly, I was just going to say. So why not make a shorter season? Like, just cut out a couple episodes and let's have like meaty, juicy episodes that we all are like dying for.
Like,
okay,
no,
go ahead, Talis.
I just think with the Kelly part, I think it made sense to have that in there, as much as it wasn't that. Interesting. It does make sense because she did file for a divorce and she pulled the plug and she kind of like
I agree with that.
That reference
the marriage
important
thing was amazing
for her story.
So when she was referencing the marriage, that was hilarious. She was like, even when she talked about Peggy and Deco, she was like, how could you be married for 22 years? Like
a long time.
That is exhausting.
That is a long time.
Struggle. Like,
I'm cool with Kelly. When she's on, I'm like, okay, at least I know.
Kelly's
her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's really giving it to us.
She stands for something, that one.
Even though she didn't really sit with Vicky tonight and she wasn't really like.
Yeah.
I mean, that surprised me.
I mean, come on, give her a little. You know, everyone's teaming up against her. You could have, you know, pull up the live chat, boys. I want to see what these people are saying. Yeah. Make sure to chime in and let us know.
We got to
know what you guys think. Because this
I
was
think
a very
personally,
interesting
my favorite episode this season was the Kelly volleyball party. Like, that's where everybody was together. I think by far, since, like, we've been on all these episodes, that one has been the best one so far. I could watch that one over and over again.
Yeah, especially Lydia making fun of Shannon.
Which...
So I feel like we should...
So which I can agree with.
I'm looking at my notes. I mean, we've already talked about so much... So much. I mean, how deep are we into the show? But no, but I'm just like, so I guess they're Deco and Peggy are planning a 22nd anniversary party. So that's her obligation for the season and her social obligation to bring. And then Peggy's still upset about David and the questioning. Man, this girl's got a lot to go if that upset her. I mean, you know, that's where the stakes are at this point. Then we talked about Kelly's parents. Yeah, and it was like kind of like the grandparents scene.
Grandparents episode.
Yes.
It was.
We learned about them. Like you said, you know, she talked about, you know, what if Jolie wants to see just happy parents? Like, I was begging my parents to get a divorce. I was wishing it upon them. So, like, we get that. Then Lydia, she just has lots of money, as we talked about.
Paris Hilton level kind of money.
High obnoxious.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yes.
Take a seat.
I don't mind Lydia. She's fine. I don't mind her. But I cannot stand how rich she is. It crumbles my insides.
I love this that you have no Lydia, too rich. Too rich.
She's
too
just
rich.
Obnoxiously rich.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're rich, wonderful. That's wonderful. But, like, give me a little more. We know you're rich. We already saw you and Doug and the two cars
They're
and the helicopter.
Her mother smokes pot.
She's the coolest one out of the whole family.
Her mother has a lot of sex. I mean, this is so boring.
Give me more Judy.
I did read a comment on Twitter that says...
No more Judy. Just put them all on the side.
I prefer it over talking about how rich they are.
Yeah, I read a comment on Twitter that said that their whole storyline is basically promoting their magazines.
Of course.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like everything. Like, the boat was for the magazine. This was for the magazine. Like, everything. So,
yeah.
Anyway. I don't know.
I will not be picking up the Nobleman magazine.
Thanks. Too rich.
Yes. She was, did you watch her on Watch What Happens Live? She was explaining, like, maybe it was on the after show, but she was talking about the people that she would have on, and we only do movie stars. And it seems so pretentious, because I'm like, honestly, it's not like you're freaking writing for, like, Vanity Fair.
Yeah, they had Lisa Vanderpump on.
Oh, who's that? She's not a movie star.
She did say that.
Andy brought it up. Andy brought it up, because she didn't even bring it up herself. They were like, didn't you have Lisa Vanderpump on? She was like, well, yeah, and that's why everyone was bringing up, well, why couldn't you just have Heather on? She's actually more famous than Lisa, I think.
Yeah.
Her husband has a show on E! Botched.
I mean, very on par. Yeah, exactly.
She's
Botched.
Got a good podcast.
Yeah,
he's
Lydia's annoying. Sorry. Yeah. Eat a cheeseburger.
Uh-oh.
I don't, Lydia just drives me crazy. I don't know why, because
I think
like,
she's not relatable.
So I'm like, where is she?
She's not relatable at all.
Yeah, and I'm tired of them putting the mother out there for interest. I'm okay with that, but come on.
But when it comes to Lydia and Shannon, people are still siding with Shannon because they did the Watch What Happens Live poll, and she won by a landslide. And
Shannon gets so much love from everybody. Truly, like people love Shannon. She wins all the polls, all the votes, all the everything. So
I want to know what you all think. People in the comments, I want to know what you think. Lydia says that when she's with her mom, she spends money like Monopoly money. Now, a lot of people in this country are going through tough times,
seriously,
and cutting back on things. Do you like the escapism of seeing these lifestyles, or are you turned off by seeing someone play with Monopoly money that isn't theirs?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I think I would mind seeing it on somebody else. I don't know why I don't connect with Lydia, but if somebody else were to do that, I'd probably be a little bit more interested.
Well, when Heather did it.
Like a Kyle, maybe?
Yeah. When Heather did it, I was annoyed.
Yeah, I would love that.
When Heather did it, I didn't like Heather. Because Heather did it a lot.
She did it a lot.
Yeah, I don't care
for
it.
She didn't do it in the same level, though. I just feel like Lydia's really pushing
it
a lot. Heather did?
Yeah, like, Heather did it in different ways. She flaunted it, and Lydia has to tell us, as opposed to Heather showing it.
Yes.
Lydia's like,
show and tell.
We are so well off. We've been well off. Like, girl, like Grant said, we are dealing with tough times in this country.
Yeah.
We have really big issues. The last thing I want to hear is how you're Paris Hilton rich. Girl, bye. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, Paris Hilton, like we said, it's not exactly a current reference. We talked about The Simple Life. We talked about, you know, like way back in OC days when they would go and they would go to La Perla. Remember the episodes of OC when they went to La Perla and they showed how much, Alexis bought an underwear or whatever. I don't know if she was on that season. I think it was Gretchen, but whatever. And it's like that, you know, trends change in entertainment and TV. Is that trend of, oh my God, the lifestyles of the rich and what do they buy? What do they order at restaurants? Yeah,
I feel like that's old. No, I don't think so.
We've evolved.
Yeah.
We care about them more as people. I think that's why we're so invested. We've seen these kids grown up. We've seen these families grow.
Right. And this is the Real Housewives of Orange County. This is not the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Yeah. Yes, there are rich people in Orange County, but there's also not rich people in Orange County. This happens to be a very privileged group of women that, like, you know, sure you are rich and you have nice houses and we like to see, like, some of the stuff that allows you to do because it's part of the entertainment. But, like, I don't like just seeing her talking about her money like that. That irritated me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Literally, my notes, too rich. So, like, I don't want to see it. I want more substance. Give me more anything. More about you. More about your family. More drama.
Or more about the magazine
or
something.
More about anything. Yeah.
Well, I think that's why the show worked for such a long time because we did have a good balance of that. But we also had a nice balance of these women that had their own jobs, had their own companies, ran their own businesses, and were successful. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just think we've lost
the balance.
And who's
the housewife that's calling the shots right now? Tamra Judge. And Tamra is not the richest of the group.
No.
You know? So it's not about how much money you're whatever.
No, I agree.
It's like, we got to see some drama. And Tamra stirs it up, you know?
Yeah. 22 carats of drama.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a little bit of that money porn aspect that they use that is just tired to me. I mean, how many cities are on? We've seen it all. We've seen the husbands put the necklace on the wife. We've seen the fancy cars. So, I mean, you're right. We really care about the people.
I'm fine with them doing that on Beverly Hills. If they want to flaunt all that on Beverly Hills, I feel like that's the show for it. But for this show, it's just a whole different vibe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hating on people for having means, but it's just, I mean, as far as tastes go, tastes change. As good for you.
If this was the first time that we saw Lydia be rich, then that would have been fine. But we see her be rich every episode.
It's just
that's
the way
why.
She presents it. It's all about presentation. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be obnoxious like that, of course people aren't going to be on your side. But if you are like, you know what? We have this money, but you know what? We worked really hard for it. Mm-hmm. And my family worked really hard for it. So we are proud of our company.
Yeah, we've come a long way to be
you're
able to
flaunting,
come here and
you're
buy
bragging.
This,
it's really unattractive. Even your husband thinks that his presence is a present. Bring a present, girl. If you're coming to my party, you better bring me a present.
I know. That's like etiquette.
You're so rich.
We're so intense tonight.
You guys, she's so rich and she couldn't even bring a present.
The nerve of her.
Girl.
I'm surprised. I mean, you never go to someone's place or an event empty-handed. I will never do it.
At least bring some booze. I always bring a bottle of
totally.
Wine.
Totally. You know, you go to Trader Joe's.
That's like customary.
Thank you.
I go to Trader Joe's. There's the refrigerated.
Tell us,
the refrigerated section.
$2 chuck.
Where it's like all like you've got your champagne. I always get champagne, but then there's like always like one rosé, one white, one red. Like there's always something you can grab right there.
He's like, there's always a $6 rosé that I can grab.
Always.
No, it's actually you can get whatever you want. This is the one that I go to. This you can spend whatever you want.
Okay, let me tell you something. This is a little singer that I have.
Okay.
I have a cabinet in my house where I keep gifts. And if ever, and I'm not saying like someone I'm close to, they certainly get one type of gift, but if it's someone that's like, oh, okay, I'm going to this thing and I just need to like bring a thing, I go to my cabinet of gifts, I snatch one out,
amazing.
And I'm ready to go. See? So someone who is so rich, wouldn't they have their cabinet of gifts or like their wine cellar that they could just grab something and go? Like that's the kind of rich person I would be.
It's interesting that they talked so much and they did a scene of her like spending all that money, like $1,800 plus. They showed her not bringing gifts.
I know.
It's almost like the producers did that intentionally. Because why? That's just so random.
Well, at least they didn't gift the nobleman. Imagine if they came with their own magazine.
I'd have been like, what is this? Really?
We're in this. The couple was in it. I mean,
you know
like,
what? The producers can edit any way they want, and we know they do, and they do it to they do it in a fabulous way that give us all this entertainment. But what you can't do is put words in people's mouths. And these women are saying
they
stuff
put it
like
out there.
Paris Hilton level rich. I'm still so bothered by that. Maybe because I'm not Paris Hilton rich.
Yeah. I love Paris Hilton.
I love her. She's still very relevant in my life.
That's hot.
She is. She is. Yep.
So what do you think of this venue for the 22nd anniversary? A hookah lounge and restaurant.
It wasn't really fancy.
It wasn't.
But fine.
But it was family.
You know?
It was family.
Talk bitch about money and then not be okay.
We're so ridiculous.
You do.
Feel free to tell us that we're ridiculous.
I know. Here we are going, we don't want to see big money be spent, but this was a low-class restaurant. And
I
it wasn't
know.
Even low.
I liked it, though.
It was a good, decent...
It was
contrary
about family.
They brought it down, got back to their roots. They had the belly dancer, the food, the hookah. It was like family. It felt like a cozy family thing.
Okay, I give it my blessing. All right,
It was a family affair vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, look at all these people. I was watching the show and I was just thinking of all their guests and seeing all these cameras and all these housewives. Like the fact that Deco and Peggy are in this new life, I mean, it must be exciting for the people that were being filmed. Like, oh my God, like you guys were like not doing stuff like this last year. Like, I just thought it was the perfect place for them to have it.
Yeah.
Thomas, how much would you ask for money to have both Vicky and Tamara kiss you on the cheek at the same time?
I was dying.
Oh.
$1,000?
$1,000 right then and there.
That poor child.
Poor child? That child was ridiculous.
I lived for that child. Are you kidding?
We all remember what it's like being that age, though. It's
I know
adults have those, like, things. Like, he's looking at Vicky's eyes just thinking, like, I don't know what she said. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, who
when he got down to his level.
Crazy lady.
I was dying.
Auntie Vicky, all of a sudden, is like,
and
yeah.
She's shaking him.
I don't care. Who cares, right? Who cares? This kid is just like,
I think she lost her mind.
Where's that
money
dancer's boobs?
I think she was frustrated.
Look, Pinot Grigio breath.
But what did we think of that? Peggy referred to Tamara and Vicky as auntie.
Because Peggy's cute like that.
I know.
But you know what? Do you think? Yeah. I mean, that's how ethnic people are. Like, we refer everyone to family, like, everyone's always family to us. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a,
I thought that was very
it's an ethnic person thing.
Especially because I didn't think that Tamara was very close with her. Like, we mentioned weeks ago that Tamara said that she really doesn't know her and they only taped a few times, which is BS because we've seen them at, like, at least five social events.
Tamara's full of BS. We
all know that. Yeah. So, I don't know what the hell's going on. But Vicky's the last to enter, where we already talked about that poor moment with their son, Coco, but, Tamara takes off right away. I mean, these women can't even look in each other's direction.
I would have gone and sat right next to them. Like, I would have gone and sat at the table and been like, what's up, girls?
Yeah. Just
what would she have done if Tamara, I mean, if Vicky just went, like,
went
in for a hug? What would Tamara have done? She's if just like, just went in for a hug?
Beeline out the door.
Would she be that rude at social etiquette at someone's anniversary party in a public place? Would she do that? I mean, she was rude enough to walk out into the back and stay back there. And I'm like, good, stay there. Even Shannon, I was kind of pissed at Shannon, too. I'm like, these people just want to do their own thing.
Like, they really should have
lit up. You're on an ensemble show. I don't feel bad.
That's what's different about, like, their feud is that, like, when people are feuding on reality TV, you can see, like, it's all for show. But, like, on this show, they really don't like each other. So we get a different vibe with the
really
feud.
Annoying,
and it kind of, like, really turns off.
They should have smoked the 420 outside since they brought it up and they were at the hookah lounge. That was funny.
Totally.
That was funny.
Yeah. What's 420?
I know. Well, actually, just to hear Tamara say ganja, I died. So funny.
Yeah. Vicky sits with Lydia and then all the other fools sit with Michael at the other table. And I thought it was a little shifty how Tamara used Michael as bait to get Kelly to sit there. Because before Kelly was available, she's like, Michael, sit with us. No, you can sit here. No, sit with us. Knowing very well that Kelly will follow.
She's so strategic.
Yeah. So Lydia was sitting with Vicky, but we just didn't see it. They just made it look like Vicky was alone.
I know. I didn't see that either.
Because they didn't show Lydia once at that table.
How funny.
Right?
They did cut her and she made some comment. Yeah. Into dinner, they made a comment about having to go see their wedding photo.
Yeah.
Lydia told Vicky or the other way around.
It does scare me. Now that we're here, it does scare me to think that Vicky is really just outnumbered at this point. I don't think she would leave the I don't know if she would leave the show and
it's her show.
I'm done. I know, but I don't know if mentally she'd be like, I'm just done with the show. I'm just going to leave like no one's done that and just go away. But then at the same time, I feel like she might stay because she doesn't want to feel like these women like really got her off the show. You know what I mean? Like,
Vicky is a soldier. At the end of the day, she's a soldier. She's not going to let these women run her off.
And
this is her show.
I just feel bad
Vicky
for her.
Vicky should go.
Of course. I feel bad for her, too.
Vicky should go up to the Bravo offices. Here's what we're doing.
For real.
Here's what we're doing. My daughter's coming on the show season 14.
That would be such a good shakeup. Such a good shakeup.
She would be the first daughter to be on it.
But
we need
Vicky and Tamara. And you know what? I'm so done.
And people really like Rihanna.
The whining over there. I love it.
No.
Please, we're begging you.
Yes.
People really like Brianna.
Brianna. I think she would be great.
She's a crowd pleaser, so,
I think she would be a great addition to the show. Mm-hmm. She keeps it real. She has a fresh perspective. And she's not completely biased. Like, she will say it when her mother is wrong. Which I do like about her. You know? She's a Spitfire.
So, the gifts. $80,000 in matching watches. And $150,000 in a necklace. That was like, I love how the more expensive gift is always a sub
secondary.
Gift. Yeah.
And you know what? That's the only part that I didn't like about it.
Really?
I liked the whole party. I liked everything that happened. I liked everything that was going on until the gifts. And then Deco presented the gifts and I just thought,
you know
took
what?
Me out of it.
That's something you do privately.
Yes.
That's what I was
100%.
Thinking. In the bathroom.
Yes.
A different scene. Bathroom or something.
That's how you know it's about the other person. And it's not about cameras, family, Vicky, like people who are there.
But we don't open gifts in front of people. It's rude in my family. You wait for everyone to leave.
Yes. I feel the same
way.
Just like opening gifts in front of people. Like gift time.
It's showing
off. I don't like any of that.
What
just
if someone there
gift?
Doesn't have a gift?
Yes.
Or they feel like their gift is less expensive or they just don't feel important enough. Like it's just bad.
Yes.
Like do it in your own private time. If you know, it feels more authentic that way.
I 100%
agree.
Do we
think that this is just how they are? And like people that are in the audience,
probably.
I guess you can call them the audience. Their guests are like, oh, this is just them.
Yeah.
And like, we're getting used to seeing what they do.
Most likely.
probably.
Rich people are like that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's an Armenian thing.
You know what bugged me out of everything? And this is so, so simple to some people, but to me it's a big deal. Why did she have to throw the martini glass and drop it?
Like, yeah, that really was weird. Obnoxious.
That's just someone else that has to come clean up your mess because you're being drunk and obnoxious.
Or like,
she said it was $5.
A guest,
yeah, that's
or
insulting
child,
to the restaurant.
Yeah, or a guest or your child.
You know, you're not
going
to clean it up. Someone has to come out with the back with a broom and
clean
it up
in front of all those people and cameras.
It got awkward after
like
the gift process, and then the conversation got really awkward.
That's
for me.
That's when you're not thinking about other people. You're just like, I'm just going to do this.
It really did get awkward because we have Deco running up to Shannon. Mm.
I wonder what like made him want to do something like
that. Yeah, it went downhill. Yeah. It went
Why
downhill.
Why would you want to do that?
He handled it really odd too. Mm-hmm. He's like, really awesome. He's like, you're amazing.
He tried to cover it up at the end.
And poor Shannon, I think she thought that he was going to say something about David cheating or something because he's like, but your husband.
She looked terrified.
I know something that he told me and I just been thinking about. And she's like, yeah, David? She was like, David?
She looked like paranoid Polly. She was so scared. She was like,
and all of, well, when in doubt, just go back to another cancer rumor. And that's what it was. So.
She's really traumatized.
He said
season.
That he interrogated her. I mean, I think he was put up to ask these questions, but I don't know if it was interrogation.
Well, I don't like it. I love a husband. I love a supportive husband, but I don't like it when they get involved with another housewife
with women
one-on-one. Yeah. I don't like that.
Did you not learn from
her,
Mimi?
Right. Yes. And his conversation was not with her. It was with David. So I think maybe, Lean, I think maybe you said this earlier, that he should have spoken to David.
Yeah.
And
what was the purpose of
just looking at her
Shannon.
Visually, you could tell she was uncomfortable. I would have been like, you know what? Let's stop this. Obviously, you feel uncomfortable and this is not coming out right.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
I think he kind of tried. And then at the end, he was like, I'm sorry. What was he apologizing for?
He was like, I just don't want, I'm apologizing for misreading him. Girl, what you meant. I think you're just backtracking.
Yeah.
Because I think
you
stepped in.
Yeah. Why would you ever call her out to tell her, I apologize, I misread your husband?
It doesn't even make any sense.
It would have been more interesting to see the couples together and talk it out.
Exactly.
That would have been a new thing to look at.
At least had a presence
Well,
there.
I'm glad that Peggy, as soon as she saw it, she ran out. Because she was distracted. Like, you could see in the footage that she was dancing. And then she noticed it and she was like, oh, I need to get out of here. I need to go over there.
Yeah, she did have a moment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see where that story goes. Because I feel like it's far from over. As far as talking,
if cancer is involved.
Yeah. But what I do love
is
Tamra telling everyone to lighten up. Like, really? Finally, you're coming to your senses. Because Shannon was ready to have a breakdown in the parking lot.
Tamra goes outside. She sees Shannon sitting down with Deco and goes, Shannon, what now? What now?
It really is always something.
The second Shannon sat down in that limo, goes, I am in shock.
Every episode ends with that. It's very sad.
She's embarrassed that her husband grilled Deco. Of course, it's poor David's fault too. This poor guy. I mean, you know, I really do believe that we said this last week. She probably talked his ear off, questioned it, laid out all the facts she had, and then he had a chance. Deco mentioned it himself last week that his wife's had a tough year, and then said, oh yeah, well, what's going on with that? Did she have cancer? Blank, 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 fill in the blanks. And, you know, Peggy's like, oh, I feel bad for Deco for talking to Shannon about it. I'm like,
Peggy wasn't saying anything right at that conversation either. She was literally trying to dig herself out of the hole again. Yes. Both of them. Like, it was a weird conversation.
Shannon has had a really hard season this season. I think that's why a lot of people are supporting her, because they just feel like the show took over her. I mean, look how much it affected her, you know? Yeah. So.
I wish I could sit in on some casting meetings.
Tamra was spouting out advice to Shannon that she should take herself. She was telling Shannon to let it go and not give it any light.
Right.
Shouldn't she be doing that about Eddie and the gay rumors?
Totally.
Yeah.
I know.
I want to know what they're thinking about casting for next season, because there's a necessary change here.
It's over. There's going to be a shift.
There has to be.
I mean, it's time. I mean, you know, Megan has overstayed her. We haven't even name dropped Megan on the show.
I know. Yeah, did we say her name at all tonight?
No, she wasn't a part of the episode. I mean, she was at the party, but didn't
I think she
do...
said like one or two things, like "Oh, Peggy, you look beautiful."
That happens when we talk about that on this show.
That was her cameo.
We've talked about some housewives in the past that we've never discussed, and then they quickly evaporate. Yeah. So it's not like good for her.
Unless this is so wrong of me to say.
Uh-oh.
Do tell.
Unless Jim sleeps with...
the cousin?
Yeah! And then it's going to be a real storyline.
Well, you know, Kelly's we not having any drama. Sex. Kelly's whole life is falling apart with this marriage. She's, I do want to mention this, that she's having no sex with her husband. Mm-hmm. She's talking about perhaps maybe making her daughter happier. We learned at this party that it was 420 the day before. So we're at like end of April. Now they announced their divorce last week. Did they announce that they were divorced or that they were filing last week?
Well, Kelly's officially filed.
Oh, well, that took a while to file. That took a long time. That's 6 months.
I think she's really thinking about her daughter. And,
oh, does that take a while in California?
You know? I mean, it's a major thing.
It takes a long
thing.
Time to get divorced in California. Yeah. A long time.
Yeah, but to file, though, does that just mean that you throw a petition down? But it doesn't mean it's a done deal, right?
No, I really wouldn't know, to be honest with you.
Well, I just thought it's like you sign the
papers. You, like, initiate the process.
Yeah, I mean, you file, but maybe there's more to it. I don't know. I've never been married, and I have no plans to be.
I like Kelly, so if filing is going to make her happier, yeah. and it's going to make her family life better, then I support it. Good for you, Kelly.
She's an attractive woman. Like, this Kelly really find somebody that is probably going to be a better match for her.
I want to see Kelly dating. I'm curious. Like, if you look at, like, New York, like, those ladies, they're crazy dating
Kelly's
life.
Beautiful.
I want to see what
she's
Kelly
beautiful.
I want to see what Kelly brings home. Who's she going to meet? I'm curious. I like her.
I see Kelly hooking up with some, like, young, hot guy. Mm. You know, kind of like Tamara back in the day when she brought on Eddie. Like, we were all like, whoo!
She's going to be the new Tamara.
When she brought on Eddie, we were all like, oh my God, she landed him?
Yeah. We were. It's true.
Blake, do you have any news and gossip or anything you want to mention?
Oh, yes. We have just a couple things.
Sure, I'm listening.
The first thing, let me pull up my sources here. The first thing is we had a viewer, a listener, a fan. I want to give a quick shout out, so I want to make sure that I get the name right. I think it's, hold on one second while I'm pulling it up. Give me just a moment. I don't want to misquote anybody here.
We love the fans.
Yeah, this is an article was sent to us from the Orange County Register from Lauren Henderson, who's a fan of OC Housewives, who's a fan of this show. And basically, the article is all about Peggy. And it's talking about not only did she have her surgery, and we kind of see her this season being a little jumbled. Like, sometimes she kind of seems like she's not really clear, not really there, like, in whatever the conversation is. Well, she, during filming, had lost her father, so she was dealing with a lot of internal pain. She said she didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want that to be part of the storyline, essentially, for her. She says, quote, "When you see me at lunch with Shannon on the show, I wasn't speaking clear. I don't even know what I said because prior to that, I had been in bed for 6 weeks. It wasn't a 2-hour surgery. It was a 7-hour surgery. I was drugged out in the hospital for 3 days. I was on medication during the whole process for the filming. That's why you hear me stuttering. I was in pain the whole time." And then she goes on to talk about how she was also in emotional pain from her father passing away.
Of course, yeah.
So she had a lot to deal with. And then if nobody else has anything to add, I just wanted to share that today massive fires were raging in Orange County. They didn't hit the areas where our beloved ladies live, but they did affect a lot of people, and mass evacuation was going on. You know,
the sky, the photos they took, someone tweeted a lot of photos of Disneyland. The sky is bright orange.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very rough.
We're praying for you guys.
So,
we hope you guys are all safe.
Yeah. Our hearts are in OC.
Yeah, man, this world, guys. We hope that we can give you a little bit of a break, and at least some laughs. We know we're not, like, celebrating this show, but we think that we're all rolling our eyes in the same direction with this season.
With love, we roll our eyes with love.
With love, always.
I say all the time, I love this show. I'm just having a tough time with this season. It's the season that I'm having trouble with. The show I'm cool with, but, I mean, I have a feeling that the right decisions or directions will be made, but I'm hoping that they get better. What do you think? Do you think that they're going to get better?
I can't wait for them to be at that vacation, because, again, when we see the what's to come this season, we see all of them sitting at the table, so we do know that they are going to resolve something. Otherwise, they wouldn't have all sat together, especially Shannon in front of Vicky next to Tamara.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they could have sat somewhere else and had that all joint together, but I think they figured it out at some point this season, so maybe we'll get back to a better place with the show, because right now it's very dark and it's just super, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, I know, we want to have fun and and laugh and make fun of these people.
Watching the flashbacks like made me think of how much fun the show was.
Yes.
It used to be so much fun.
I'm getting like bummed. Right. And like Shannon bums me out, and then like Vicky and Tamara not being friends, and then that all bums me out. Yeah. And, like,
it's gonna turn around.
Lydia being so rich, that bums
it's
me out.
It's just serious.
Like, it is very, very serious.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the show, it's still riding the wave of that cancer scam, and it's like, that's old. Like, when New Jersey fell into this, just to have a General Housewives chat, but like, New Jersey fell into this pattern of like, what it is. It got away from what made it the show, mm-hmm. and then it latched onto the sensationalism of it all, like with this cancer storyline at OC, and it hasn't moved past that. Like, it's lost its original, and I guess shows have to grow and evolve, but we need to move past.
Yeah, it's
the
not
scandal.
A good direction.
Yeah. You know what the Housewife franchise I feel like just keeps it fresh every time is Atlanta.
Mm.
Like, I really feel like every time we watch the season, I never get bored.
There's a shaker.
Never bored. Yeah. And with this one, it's just, there's been a rotation a lot on this season, you know, that really affects the way people view the show.
Yeah.
Mm. Something's got to give.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look and predict. Let's predict while we have a few more seconds on the clock here. Tamara tells Shannon to F off. She hangs up the phone and throws them. Like, all right, is this some other gift-worthy moment, Tamara? Is this what we're going for? What do you think?
I can see that.
I'm excited about it. Finally, Tamara is just getting out of Shannon's little pocket corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see
that. Well, we saw this coming. I said it. I think we all said it. Tamara has been using Shannon, you know, as sort of the placekeeper until Vicky or someone else, you know, comes to really take the true position. But Shannon has been thinking all along that she really has Tamara under her thumb, and this is going, like, the rug is getting ripped out from under Shannon here.
Yeah.
Which,
I think it's inevitable, though. I don't know, might not happen yet, but that's, you know, I think it's inevitable.
And for Shannon to be so sensitive and get hurt so much by Vicky and all of this, I mean, this might be another, like, devastating blow to her, you know?
I think it is because I read somewhere on Twitter that she's gaining weight again.
No. Shannon.
But we'll keep it positive. I'm sure that it's going to turn around, and we're going to have some more great recaps for you.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait.
It looks like Peggy does question Shannon. I now her take on the conversation about did she or did she not have cancer. So maybe this is the last thing we need to close this. Did she not?
Please.
Let's have the two ladies talk about it, hash it out, and leave it behind. So,
done.
Yes.
Done.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed the show. We really do. If you want to continue to support us on our platforms, you can find us at all of these lovely locations.
Yes, you can find me, Hollywood Leanne, on all social media platforms, especially on Instagram and Snapchat. Those are my favorites. With love, Leanne Castillo.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Now that you're done with our after show, go on YouTube now. And if you're on YouTube, stay on YouTube. Go on Your Time with Thomas, which is my reality show. I take you throughout Los Angeles. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
And I'm Blake V. Find me everywhere at Blake V Media and on the blog at BlakeV.com.
And if you guys are watching Real Housewives of Dallas, I write a recap over at realityt.com, and it'll be out talking about tonight's crazy episode in Mexico. So check that out if you like. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast, as always. That'll do it for us. We'll be back with more OC Housewives next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.